On the show today, we have WSECU's VP of Digital Acquisition Systems, Ryan Brooks, talking about their creating successful digital transformation even during COVID. So really good stuff here. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have WSECU's VP of Digital Acquisition Systems, Ryan Brooks. Ryan, how are you doing today?
Good, Mike.
Good. Glad to have you on the show. We're talking about you're creating successful digital transformations during the pandemic, which a lot of people experienced, but they experienced it at maybe an accelerated growth as a lot of folks had to do. So, but before we get started, what was your creating digital transformation strategy? What did it entail? And then how did you guys kind of accelerate it through the last 6 or 7 months?
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on. Our digital transformation has really probably been a 3-year process. Mm-hmm. We started it with really some lofty goals, right? We really wanted to own the front end and really own the experience for our membership. And that kind of kicked this off. And the deeper that we started diving into the digital transformation and what it really meant to us, we really started to realize it was more than just owning a project or an experience. It was cultural and it was structural. And so much of that really played into what we learned over really the last year to two years. And that incorporated developing cross-functional teams. And so those cross-functional teams were a piece of that change. But when you look at the heart of the digital transformation, it really meant no one person owned the transformation. Yeah. No one person actually owned the process or the experience. It was really distributed out within the organization, which really made us realize this was cultural. This was something we had to learn. And it was really developing that collaboration within the teams. And it goes all the way down to every single division was represented in this kind of transformation that we went through. Mm-hmm. From our advisors to our senior sponsorship, we had somebody from every division. And that really helped the understanding and the organization kind of buy into it and help mature along that journey for us.
Yeah, that kind of gets you to your why, right? That kind of gets you to your why. Why are we doing this type of thing?
And that's intrinsic to me. Like understanding your why to me is really helpful. It helps with change management. It helps with kind of advocating why you're doing something. Mm-hmm. It's such an important aspect as from a leadership perspective, not to lose sight of that, because that at the innate ability for our members and our employees to understand, they have to understand that why.
Yeah, no doubt. And so I want to jump ahead here. Can you share with us some successes that you guys have had with your digital transformation strategy? Because a lot of people out there have experienced this. I would love to hear it from your perspective.
Yeah, so it's cool. It's over the last 3 years to be able to say we actually have results from it, right?
Hey.
Like this wasn't just a cool like buzzword. Digital transformation is just this fun. Everybody's talking about it at conferences. It was more than that for us. And so it really started with the collaboration, right? And so you started to see more people talking about things, think like projects started moving a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. And the biggest part of that was we stopped having these massive 3-year projects, right? And so, that was really big. To put some hard numbers to it, we've completed 117 features from our cross-functional team over the last about 18 to 20 months.
Yeah.
And so that was really cool. But you talked about COVID, we're in the throes of COVID, right? In March, we really had to pivot. And from a credit union perspective, everybody knows when you're in business planning, moving a strategy can sometimes feel like moving the Titanic, right?
Yeah.
and we didn't have time. Like, and COVID made us have to move faster.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. And so what happened was in March, we pivoted to, from some of the more glamorous member growth and some of those things to member support. What did our members need? Our members needed to have payment relief. They needed to have payment assistance. They needed to move money faster. So we implemented 20 features over the course of 2 months.
Good.
And so just the sheer number and success of being able to deliver that value back to our members and employees, mm-hmm. that had their entire lives shaken by this pandemic, that probably was the most rewarding time as far as my career. You know, that was just really exciting to see an entire organization really rally around this.
Isn't it amazing to see what you're truly capable of, especially in times of crisis? Like, wow, we can really get this done, you know? And I like how you kind of transformed from, hey, member growth, which is still great. Everyone still wants to grow, but you really kind of focused on that member support because the needs were so immediate at the time, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're here for, right? Like, right. I mean, the intrinsic value of credit unions is being there for our membership. Mm-hmm. And in this moment, there wasn't no more important of a time than during COVID for us.
No doubt. So what are some reasons for this success when many folks out there were struggling with digital transformation? I just read a story on, I think it was the Financial Brand, that, yeah, this digital transformation is great, but there's a lot of folks out there struggling with it. So how did you guys succeed at it, especially through an accelerated transformation in some cases due to the pandemic?
Yeah, we recognized that it was more than just a project. It was a leadership style. It was a culture. It was deeper than any one person. And so I think that was probably the leading reason why it was successful, was there was no one person that was responsible for the success or failure of this. Mm-hmm. And so I really do think that was what helped us. And going into COVID, it was like dumping gas on a fire. We were able to really move and really act on the changes we implemented. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you find that the collaboration that you were talking about earlier really kind of better align everybody with what their goals were, what their tasks were, and then again, going back to the why are we doing this? Did you find that there was a better alignment because of the collaboration?
There was definitely better alignment. There was more awareness too. Before, when you have everything kind of siloed and you have one person very laser focused on their job, like they can see what's important for them that they need to kind of push forward, but what's the greater good? And so COVID was such a great example because we all immediately saw the greater good. And so I can put my thing down because, you know, at the end of the day, this thing that I want to better my business is not as important as supporting the membership. So I mean, you said it got to the why. And so we understood the why behind what we were doing and we all immediately were on board. So it creates that awareness.
Yeah. It's like, you know, rowing a boat or everyone's kind of in alignment, everyone's kind of in the same rhythm, you know, with the same stroke pattern, that type of stuff. So really, I was thinking crew. That's what I'm thinking of. everyone's the same rhythm. Everyone has that goal in mind of that member support. And when you guys all kind of get that collaboration going, you guys are in the right line for sure. And so that kind of brings me to my next question is like the significance of this success for credit unions today and you know, and yours as well. It's like, what is the significance of this success? Because it sounds like, again, it's amazing what we're capable of in these times of crisis. And so what do you think the significance is of this success and where do you guys go from here?
Yeah, it's super important. And it's something that I encourage everybody to really like double down on. It's definitely one of the areas that will help us as credit unions take that next step forward. If you look at the financial industry as a whole, there's so many things we can be doing better, right? Which almost leads us to the problems that we tend to make for ourselves because we try to do them all. Yeah. You know, how much activity gets spun up that kind of raises a bar like a little bit, but not, you know, we don't actually close the gap. So I think about it like focus, right? And so as credit unions, we see everything that we need to do to support our membership. But if we only incrementally grow just a small fraction, we're not actually closing the gaps. Yeah. Are we ever going to take that next step? And if you look at fintechs, if you look at the big banks, they're closing the gaps. And so, you know, I'm very passionate about us showing our membership and being there for the membership because our core value, why we are here, is truly for them. It's not to make money. It's not, I mean, it's not to do all these lofty things for our shareholders. That's literally for our members. Yeah. And so I think for me, the intrinsic reason why credit unions are here are why this is so significant for us to take that next step.
Yeah, that's motivation enough right there for sure. And now, and based on what you guys have learned over the last, I guess, 18 months or even the last 6 months, what advice do you have for other credit unions who might be struggling out there with their kind of their digital transformation and kind of turn that ship around to where they can have some success. What advice do you have based on what you guys have learned?
Yeah, I think starting with culture. Don't start with an idea from a conference or an idea from a white paper. Like take it from what your team is going to do to move this forward. Bring it full circle. Like embody it. How do you want to embody what digital transformation is for your organization? And then get to the why. Like why? Like what is your credit union's why behind making this change? And then you'll start to see all of that other stuff start to move.
Yeah.
You know, so much of this is out there. The technology is there. You know, mm-hmm. you look at the technology, you know, Origins is a great solution that has open APIs. You know, other ones out there are available. So the technology is there for you. And sometimes it can almost lead to paralysis of like, which one do I pick?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you have a culture behind it and you know the direction that you're going back to your rowing, like if you're all rowing in the same direction, you'll start to gain velocity. Mm-hmm. And so I just would strongly encourage, you know, start at the grassroots and what we're good at, and that's leading and value back to our members. Yeah. And you'll get there.
Yeah, watch out for that shiny red ball syndrome. There's like, oh, wow, that's pretty, oh, that's pretty cool too. And then you get way off. You'll go in 100 different directions for sure. So focus.
Yes.
Good stuff here, Ryan. Anything else to add here to wrap up? I mean, we could talk about this for hours, I'm sure.
I love it. And this is, it's so fun. The industry is as a whole, it's super fun to see everything happening. But yeah, I could talk about this all day.
I know. And exciting times for sure. I think the silver lining of this, and I've said this in a number of interviews, I think the next 6 to 12 months, 18 months is going to be actually really exciting to see the innovations that come from, you know, being forced to do something in a crisis. So I think what's on the horizon is even more exciting than what's going on right now. So
oh, no kidding. What's the next thing that we're not even talking about that's going to come out?
Yeah, indeed. I'm sure you guys will be right there on the cutting edge as well. So good stuff, Ryan. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. I know you're probably up to your earlobes and stuff to do. So we appreciate the time you took for us today to share your story. This is really good stuff.
Yeah, I love it. I love being on here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, Ryan. Yeah, let's do it again sometime.
Look forward to it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ryan. Well done.